And that's your news and sport at 6 minutes past 10.
Hey, it's Jennifer Herron from the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree on WSM. Stay tuned. 3 hours of the best country music are on the way with the country boy, Tommy Rosny.
Friday evening, the country boy Tommy Rosny taking it through for the remainder of the evening with some country music. Kicking off the show tonight was Vince Gill doing an old Merle Haggard song called The Fight Inside of Me. But before we go on, big thanks to Marley there for the last 2 hours playing some classic hits, and he'll be back to do it all again next Friday. Coming up on the show a little later on, just after 10:30, I'll be talking to Nashville-based singer-songwriter Jeff Baston, and Jeff had an awful lot of good songs out. Over 30 artists recorded his songs down through the years, and one of the big ones was done by Tracy Lawrence called The Rock, and I'll be talking to Jeff just after 10:30. And then coming up after 11:30, I had great crack in the last 2 days. I was out and about Letterkenny with my microphone, getting asking people what was their favourite singer, who's their favourite singer, and what was their favourite song. And I got a great response. So I want to thank everybody who spoke to me. Some people were very, you think they were going to be on TV. They say, oh, I don't like the sound of my voice. Oh, I don't think. And I said, you're not on TV, you're just going to be on the radio. So I'll be playing all those requests after 11:30. And then a nice mixture of requests as well. So let you hear that and you'll enjoy it. It's good crack. In the meantime, a few Alan Jackson fans wanted to hear something from Alan. Here's something from the early years.
Well, I was sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me. I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress. Mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. A little courage in a shot. I asked you for a date and I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells. Standing by a woman in a long white lacy veil. I raised the veil and she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I and just who the hell are you? She said I was your waitress and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
Total relaxation in the Spa at Orchids at the Holyrood Hotel Bundoran, recently awarded Best Hotel Spa Getaway at the RSVP Spa Awards. Enjoy luxury spa baths, revitalizing facials, rejuvenating massages, pampering body treatments, outdoor hot tub and tranquil Japanese garden. Visit on a luxury spa day, pop in for some me time or buy the perfect present with a gift voucher. Relax and let the Spa at Orchids transport you to another world. See HolyroodHotel.com.
The thing about hearing difficulties is, you can still get the rough gist of most conversations. You know, just about. You might miss some great jokes. The one about the scar. Like that one. But you'll get a vague idea. And that's okay, isn't it? Not for us, it's not. At Specsavers, we think just okay hearing isn't okay. So book a free hearing check with one of our hearing experts today and be part of the conversation. Specsavers. Okay hearing is not okay.
We love Irish music and we want to show our support for the movers, the makers and the shakers. Right through Irish Music Month this September, join Highland Radio in celebrating those who make every party, every drive and every day simply magic. Buy Irish albums, Irish tickets, Irish t-shirts and Irish music merch direct from the musicians themselves. Let's support Irish Music Month. Let's buy Irish. Irish Music Month. Irish Radio supporting Irish artists with IBI and Hot Press, supported by Commission Amon's Sound and Vision Scheme, funded by the television license fee.
I'm Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to the country boy Tommy Rosny.
Well, these Highway 40 blues, I've walked holding both my shoes, counted the days since I've been gone. Lights at home, waste of time and money too, squandered youth in search of truth, but in the end I had to lose, the Lord above paid my dues, got the Highway 40 blues, the highway car when I was young. Fortune lies ahead. It's what the billboard lights would say. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the Highway 40 blues.
That was Ricky Skaggs and Highway 40 Blues from his Hybrids and Heartaches album, and a good old song it is too. Taking us up to 20 past 10 on a Friday evening here on Highland Radio, nearly at the end of the month as well, would you believe it? Coming up just after half 10, I'll be talking to Jeff Baston, singer-songwriter based in Nashville, and he wrote some really good songs. We're really looking forward to talking to Jeff. Want to say hello this time to herself up there in... Where is she? She's up in Glengad. That's Leah McIntyre. Leah, how is it going? You're looking for our very own Sinead Black.
With my guitar on my back and my favourite mandoline, I'm on the coast and on the road again. Every night I'll sing my song. Sure, I'm we
Sinead Black and On the Road Again. And she was on the road today. I was listening in to her as she was down at the Credit Union in Moorville. And Leah, did you go over and see her? Because I don't think that's too far away from where you live yourself. So there you go. That's Sinead. And somebody was telling me she's having some new music out shortly. So look forward to that. Must have a chat with her about it. I want to say hello to Harry McKenna, who's a regular listener up there in County Kildare. And Harry is tuned in for the night. Harry, how's it going for you? Here's a little bit of Texas Swing from George Strait. I ain't never seen no one like you.
I've traveled through lots of places, seen lots of folks and lots of faces, even settled down a time or two. I've worked farms, I've been to town, guess you could say I've been around, but I ain't never seen no one like you. I can tell by your smile you don't believe a word I say. You're thinking I'll just stay a while, then be on my way. But girl, I think it's fair to warn you, I've done been to California, I ain't never seen no one like you. Mississippi had 20 different ways to kiss me, never found a thing she couldn't do. Hey, I even knew some twins in Denver, stayed with them one cold December. I ain't never seen no one like you. I can tell by your smile you don't believe a word I say. You're thinking I'll just stay a while, then be on my way. But girl, I think it's fair to warn you, I've done been to California, ain't never seen no one like you. East to west, north to south, you're the very best, girl, there ain't no doubt. I'm telling you, you're really something, the way you got my heart a-jumping. I ain't never seen no one like you. I can tell by your smile you don't believe a word I say. You're thinking I'll just stay a while, then be on my way. But girl, I think it's fair to warn you, I've done been to California, I ain't never seen no one like you. Hey girl, I think it's fair to warn you, I've done been to California, but I ain't never seen no one like you.
George Strait from one of his earlier albums, and I Ain't Never Seen No One Like You. Dedicate that one to Harry McKenna up there in County Kildare. And Harry, thanks for tuning in. It's great to have your company. And if you're a big George Strait fan, he has a great new album out at the moment called Cowboys and Dreamers. It came out around this day fortnight and really, really good. Big hello to somebody who's listening in a little further afield. That's Chris Adams over there in Canton, Ohio. And Chris, you're looking for Dan Seals tonight with a song called Addicted.
Says she hates to sleep alone, but she'll do it tonight. She wants to grab her telephone, but she knows it ain't right. So if he won't call, she'll survive. And if he don't care, she'll get by. Climb into bed, bury her head and cry. From the beginning, he was all anyone could. is breaking plans more and more, and he's leaving notes on her door. Took a trip out of town, couldn't turn this one down. He said, I guess I should have told you before. She says she feels like she's addicted to a real bad thing, always sitting, waiting, wondering if the phone will ring. She knows she bounces like a yo-yo when he pulls her string, hurts to feel like such a fool. She wants to tell him not to call or come around again. He doesn't need her now at all the way that she needs him. She's on the edge, about to fall from leaning out and in, and she don't know which way to move. She wants to be fair, she couldn't say he was ever unkind. But if she could bear to walk away, she thinks he wouldn't mind, 'cause he just keeps himself so apart, and there's no one else in her heart. So she's taking a dive from an emotional high and coming down hard. She says she feels like she's addicted to a real bad thing, always sitting, waiting, wondering if the phone will ring. She knows she bounces like a yo-yo when he pulls her string. It hurts to feel like such a fool. She wants to tell him not to call or come around again. He doesn't need her now at all the way that she needs him. She's on the edge, about to fall from leaning out and in, and she don't know which way to move.
Imagine a wedding venue that can be hired exclusively for you and your guests. Picture stunning views overlooking one of Donegal's most scenic beaches, an authentic country manor as your accommodation, incredible glass-fronted marquee views all day, and a team of experts who want to help you plan every step of the way. Sounds too good to be true? Not at Drumhalla House in Rathmullen. It really has to be seen to be believed. Visit drumhallahouse.ie or check out Drumhalla House on Instagram for more details.
Welcome to Cherry Moor Kitchens and Bedrooms in Donegal Town. Discover affordable luxury with our bespoke fitted furniture solutions. With almost 30 years of serving Ireland and the Northwest, we're your trusted experts. Visit us Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Book your free consultation today on 074-972-5822 or visit cherrymoor.ie. Cherry Moor Kitchens and Bedrooms, where affordability and luxury combine.
PDO thread lifts and skin boosters, which rejuvenate the skin by improving facial contours, lifting and tightening the jaws, neck, cheeks and eyebrows, are available at Genesis Aesthetics and Skincare Clinic, Gidor. To choose the right aesthetic treatment for you, contact Mary Ferry, your aesthetic practitioner. Also offering fat dissolving treatments, dermal fillers and laser treatments for all skin conditions. Hair and makeup packages also available. Genesis Aesthetics and Skincare Clinic, Gidor. 07495 325 75.
It's all about the music every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday night with the Country Boy on Highland Radio.
All our days are numbered, at least that's what they say. We never know how many steps from the cradle to that grave. So while the sand's still flowing through the glass of time,
Legend of the Grange. That's a song from singer-songwriter based in Nashville, Jeff Baston, and I'm delighted Jeff joined me from Nashville at the moment. Jeff, how are you doing? It's lovely to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Jeff,
I'm doing well. It's a little wet over here in the southeast United States.
You were telling me there's a hurricane blown up from Florida.
Yes, there is, and we're so in Nashville, in Music City, we're getting the rain and the remnants of that smoothing up through our area. But it's okay. Yep. Still a great day. It's Friday.
I mentioned earlier on you're Nashville based, but you're originally from Illinois. Is that right?
It is. I'm from the St. Louis area, the Illinois side of the river. So I moved to Nashville in 1997.
Oh, lovely. And what took you? Was it you just came because you were doing the songwriting and decided you'll have a go at it in Nashville, is it?
Well, it's like a lot of, a lot of places in the United States. Somebody says, hey, you're pretty good. You should go to Nashville, or you should go to New York, or you should go to Los Angeles. So, if you do country or did country, Nashville's kind of the place to go. This is where the songs are written and the music's made.
Yeah. How did you find it when you went to Nashville first? Did you have any connections there, or did you have to start working from scratch, like from the beginning? How did you get on when you arrived first?
I was blessed to know a few people. I was blessed to a couple of my bandmates from the St. Louis area had moved here. And there's a gentleman named Wayne Brayfield who, rest his soul, he's not with us any longer, but he worked with an artist named Deanna Cox.
Great.
Had a record deal on Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And I met Wayne, and I knew Wayne, I knew he was connected to the industry, so he would get me in some events, I like to learn about things before I dive in. And so I started trying to learn about the industry and how things worked and how, I tried to learn the business side of it. And so I started doing that and making trips to Nashville, beginning probably 93.
Yeah.
And finally in 97, I decided to jump in and head first.
It's funny, you mentioned the girl there now, and I have one of her albums. I don't know if she had any other albums now. Deanna Cox, she had a great album called Hank Stuff.
Deanna Cox?
She had an album out, it was called Hank Stuff. She did covers of Hank Williams stuff, and that's the only album I got of hers, and I thought she had a great voice. Did she have any other albums out,
I'm not even sure that Deanna Cox put an album out. I know she put a couple singles out on the Warner Brothers label, and she was managed by the same gentleman that managed Billy Ray Cyrus and managed Buck Owens, Jack McFadden, who also is no longer with us. But she was managed by Jack, and he also managed Keith Whitley. Very prominent manager. And Deanna, couple singles. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure about the Hank covered album, if that's her or not.
Believe it or not, Jeff,
be a different artist.
No, I think it might have been her, because it's the only album I've seen of hers, and I was trying to look her up to see had she any other albums, but I just had this one called Hank Stuff. She did great versions of Hank Williams songs, and she has some voice.
It very well could be. She had a single called Texas Sidestep. That was her single on Warner Brothers that did okay. It got her on the Ralph Emery nighttime show, and she, because she had the same manager, she was doing some shows with Billy Ray.
Yeah.
Back, in the heyday when Billy Ray Cyrus was on top.
Yeah.
So it was, she had those kind of opportunities. But that kind of, meeting Wayne, who worked with her on the road as, road manager kind of guy, that's kind of what led me to Nashville. Yeah. I mean, Wayne's pretty much responsible, I guess, for me being in Nashville.
Have you ever come across a singer-songwriter by the name of, I bet you did, his name is Bernie Nelson?
I know Bernie.
Bernie had been...
I know Bernie very well. We've only written one song, but we've got a song together.
Yeah.
It's called Meanwhile Back Here on Earth.
Excellent. Bernie wrote a book a couple of years ago called Honky Tonk Angels. He put 40 chapters about songs that were written and why people wrote them, or some people who the songs were wrote for didn't do them and somebody else did them and it became big hits. You know, he mentioned all different songwriters. Your name could be in there somewhere as well, you know.
I'm in the book.
Yeah, Honky Tonk Angels was the name of the book. That's where I heard...
Yeah, but see,
go on.
I'm in the book because I introduced Tom Shepherd to Wood Newton, and they wrote a song called Riding with Private Malone.
Riding with Great David Ball
and
had a big hit for
them. I'm responsible for those guys meeting.
Yeah. Over the years, you've had a lot. Go on, Jeff.
Sorry, there's a delay, so it's a little. The delay's a little odd, but I introduced those guys and they wrote a great song.
Great song. David Ball actually had a big hit with that one, Riding with Private Malone. And over the years, Jeff, you had a pile of your songs that were covered by different artists as well, isn't that right?
I have. I've been lucky. I mean, you know, mostly independent artists. Tracy Lawrence, I had a song recorded by him. He was... You know, it was like after he was on after his heyday, I guess. Yeah. But he did a record, a gospel record, and it ended up getting a Grammy nomination.
That's right.
And I've had a lot of stuff recorded by independent artists, like Texas artist Jamie Richards. I've had several, you know, hits on the Texas chart with him, and Laura Brina, who I'm going to play the Bluebird with next week.
Just see that you sold it out. I see.
Yeah, it sold out in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, Jeff. I was talking to somebody there the other day, and we were talking about the way country has changed from when you moved over to Nashville in the 90s. From the noughties up, it got very poppy, and a lot of the good songs, a lot of the good traditional artists now are all on independent labels, and you wouldn't get them played over here as much. But, like, I would have been playing Tracy Lawrence way back in the day, and that song you wrote from The Rock, I'm going to play your version of it later on, because I think your version of it is lovely.
Well, thank you. That's, you know, and you're very right, Tommy. It's, you know, the music's changed. But, I mean, if we're honest with each other, it's changed over the, you know, the music from the fifth, the country music from the 50s and 60s didn't really sound like the 70s. And, you know, then the 70s didn't sound like the 80s. So it evolves. It evolves.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I'm partial to the old school, what I consider country. Because maybe what I consider country is not what everybody else considers country.
No, you'd be on the same line as me. I remember back in the early 80s up to the early 90s, like, country got a kind of a revival. You got the Alan Jacksons, George Strait, Vince Gill, you know, they were traditional. But then after that, in the late 90s, it just went all pop. God forgive me for it. But all
well,
pop.
Even the, you know, the, when Randy Travis came along, it was like, oh, well, here's this, you know, now we're back to some country. And then, you know, the class of, like you mentioned, the class of 1989, I mean, Travis Tritt, you know, Clint Black, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, that whole bunch, you know, they just took country to a new level.
Yeah.
You know, that it had really never been seen, and it just blew up.
Yeah. Our mutual friend Jenny was telling me she loves bringing artists to these, you know, like open mic nights, you know, like where you get all the songwriters to sit down together and just play off each other. You know, you'd sing a song, whoever. I remember the last time I was in Nashville, I went down to the Commodore and they had three guys on or four guys on that night, and they were just sitting on stools playing songs, you know, and it was great.
No, it's a... It, it, Yes, and Jenny is like incredible, and just, you know, people like her and her husband Marty, who's no longer with us, but they are so supportive and you know, just respect the genre, the talent of songwriting, and you know, Jenny will go to the end of the earth trying to promote somebody she believes in, and I mean that means a lot to all the artists and songwriters she works with. But you know, that's the thing about Nashville, is such a different, you can go to a venue like the Commodore or, you know, a few around town and see incredible talent, hear incredible songs that, you know, may never see the light of day, but at least the creators, the songwriters have the opportunity to perform them. Yeah. And at least you get the opportunity. You created this thing, and you get you in Nashville, you can find venues to go sing it.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets heard.
I must say, you're mentioning Jenny there. I had the privilege of her bringing me out to her house one year we were there. I went out and did an interview with Randy Seymour there. I was just talking to Randy 2 weeks ago, but Jenny was there, and her late hubby Marty was there as well. And she's great for promoting, you know, songwriters. There's another young girl I have coming on next week with me, Terry from Texas. So she was telling me about Terry as well. And over this part of the world, there's a lot of great songwriters, because what I miss now, you know, with hardly any record shops around anymore, people are sending you the music through an MP3, and when you get it on the MP3, you miss what right. You'd see in the back of an album, like who wrote that song and who wrote this song, you know, and that's where I used to see all these names, you know.
I you know, honestly, Tommy, I miss that. I like to pick up the product and hold it in my hand, yeah, and read where it was recorded or who wrote the songs or even who published them. It's like I miss that. And to get to that information now, you have to dig. You can find some of it,
yeah,
you know, online, but I miss, like you, I miss picking up an album and reading about, you know, reading about every track.
And the funny thing about albums now, Jeff, is any cars that were built after 2015, there's hardly, I don't think, over here anyway, there's any of the new cars over here from 2015, there's no CD players in them. You have to listen to an MP3.
No, I know, that's...
Thank God, I have an old banger of a car, there's a CD player in it, and I love when I'm going on a longer journey, you can just stick in the CD and have a listen to all the songs, you know?
I'm the same way. I like having a CD player.
Yeah. And are you doing many gigs over there now yourself? Is it mainly kind of in the round, like the Bluebird, or have you a band when you're out?
That's kind of what it's been, but I'm working on like some fall dates, hopefully get out and play a little more. I for the last 15 years or so, I've been part of a duo.
Yeah.
And we kind of took the summer off, kind of reevaluating things, and you know, he had some life changes, got married, and my duo partner I'm referring to,
yeah,
he got married, and his life has changed, and so, you know, we're just trying to figure that out. So I'm trying to work on some shows in the fall. You know, in the meantime, I will continue to do some songwriter appearances.
Yeah,
you know, the Bluebird obviously is.
Great spot. Great
next
spot.
Week, which is, that's one of the big, that's kind of the big daddy
yeah.
of songwriter venues. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I had a show just not too long ago that Jenny was involved in promoting and putting together over in Crossville, Tennessee at the Grinder House.
Yeah.
That was just an incredible show with a guy that has had a few songs recorded over the years named Jerry Foster.
Jerry Foster,
and an incredible young lady named Brenda Lynn Allen. That was just a great, great show.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Ireland?
I've not been to Ireland.
Oh, you'd love it over
but
here.
But I did the Ancestry DNA like a few years ago, because I'm adopted, so
yeah.
I didn't really know much about my heritage, but I've got some Irish in me.
Good. It's funny. I mentioned about these Jimmy Fortune, Mike Rogers and Mike Armitage were over here about a fortnight ago. They did six gigs in Ireland and they went down a storm. Just the three lads sitting on stools with their guitars, and they went from one to the other and they did six venues in Ireland and they went down a storm. That's why I was just thinking of you and songwriters coming over. It's a great. I love those kind of gigs, you know, not all noise, you know.
Well, from what I understand, you know, Europe in general, you know, not just Ireland, but like very appreciative of music.
Yeah.
Very, very appreciative. So, you know, I have another friend of mine, Billy Yates, is a major songwriter, and he goes to Europe a lot.
I know
and,
Billy.
You know, plays.
I know Billy so, well. He's been over here.
Yeah, he and I have written a song, and he's just a good friend.
Yeah, the next time you're talking to Billy, tell him I said hello. Him and I are good old friends. He hasn't been in Ireland now, and he hasn't been in Ireland in a couple of years. But the first time he came over, I got to know him.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, I think, since he did that.
Yeah, and did you ever come across a songwriter?
You know, he's from Southeast Missouri.
That's right.
You know, kind of Missouri, Illinois. So I've got family in Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri. It's like. That's home. So we're kind of from the same neck of the woods. Same with Jerry Foster. Jerry Foster, who I did the Grinderhouse gig with. You know, he's from Missouri.
Billy was doing a few gigs down around, what do you call it, Branson as well. He's done a few seasons down in Branson in Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Branson.
Have you ever come across Scott Soutpert?
I have. I know the name, to be honest, but I don't know him.
He'd be an independent artist. He used to do a show on WSM on a Sunday with some other guy, but he was over in Ireland here a few times himself, and he more or less promotes himself. He's great for an independent artist, you know.
Well, it's tough, you know.
How do you find it? Would you use social media much at all? You know, because I remember the time the pandemic was on, a lot of artists here in Ireland would have gone on social media and God, it got them a lot of new fans. You know, they might do a half an hour every Tuesday or Wednesday just singing with their guitar. Did you ever try that at all?
I have all the social media pages and such, but it's new to me. I'm old. I mean, so it's something that, like, I have to have someone help me with, to be honest.
I know, it's just getting used to it.
It's like, you know, and I know that's the new way it works, and you have to do, it's not a, maybe I should do this, it's a, you need to do this if you're going to increase your audience, because that's the way to the masses in today's world.
Yeah.
It's not, so it's got a great side and a downside. You could write a song and like in 10 minutes it's worldwide because it went viral and people are sharing it and all that good stuff, but it's still a part of the business, the whole deal that, you know, I'm trying to get my hands around. If you're a singer and a songwriter and a creator of music, it saddens me to a point that you can't just write a song and the song speaks for itself and is good enough to make its way.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in today's world, that's not the case. You know, you have to use social media because that's kind of the way to the masses.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, I mean, terrestrial radio is, you know, a little bit of a dying breed. It's not as popular as it once was. It's still popular, but it's, you know, you have to do the social media thing.
Yeah.
The Instagram, TikTok, you know, Snapchat even, you know, all these, and I can't say I'm an expert in any of them.
I can just about manage Facebook and that. Put an odd video up on Facebook telling people I'm on a certain night. But that's what happened to us here too. Since the COVID, we were doing a few courses in social media, how to not just to be heard on radio, but kind of be not seen on radio all the time, but, you know, getting out to get your profile up and all that. It seems to be the in thing. Do you know what's getting dangerous now, too, this AI, where it didn't nearly write a song for you without you? You just say, write me a song about something, and a thing comes up just like that.
Well, it's kind of scary. I mean, honestly, my song, perfect example, my co-writer, John Sarabian, on the End of the Grain song that you played a little bit ago. You could take my song, our song,
yeah,
that we wrote, and tell AI to create a different genre of using the song, and it will. And it sounds great, but it's totally not what we wrote. And yes, so the AI thing is another, you know, like the social media thing. It's a blessing and a curse. It's like, it's certainly got benefits,
yeah,
and but it's also certainly got some limitations. And you know, if you're a creator, it just makes it so easy to take someone's creation and steal it and create something different. I don't know. It's got there's a dark side to AI. I'm not saying there's not a bright side.
Yeah,
it's not a great thing, but it's got to be used in the right way. It's kind of like anything else, I guess.
Kimberly, ask you, are you gigging later on today? I know it's only early afternoon with you, but are you out later on today?
No, I'm not playing today. I'm preparing for the Bluebird show next week.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And I've got been working on some recordings, so some new music. But not tonight.
Well, come here. That's great.
And I'm kind of glad because...
Sorry?
It's so rainy in Nashville. I'm kind of glad I don't have to get out tonight.
Happy days. Well, come here. It's been lovely talking to you. I have to take the news in the hour. It's been lovely talking to you. And we'll keep in touch now that I have your phone number. And all the best for the future. And keep writing those good songs. Right after the news, I'm going to play your version of The Rock.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will. I'll tell Bernie when I talk to him, and I'll tell Billy Yates that you said hello.
Because Bernie brought out a new album there not so long ago as well, Adrian, and he's a good lad.
He did. He's having some success with that.
Yeah,
which is nice. Bernie's an incredible guy.
He's gone down to Texas now. He got married in the last couple of years, and he's moved down to Texas.
Well, there's a lot of good things in Texas.
So to say. Jeff, come here. I'll let you go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me. And I'll be playing that Rock now right after the news in the hour.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you again soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The thing about hearing difficulties, you can still get the rough gist of most conversations. You know, just about. You might miss some great jokes. The one about the scarf. Like that one. But you'll get a vague idea. And that's okay, isn't it? Not for us, it's not. At Specsavers, we think just okay hearing isn't okay. So book a free hearing check with one of our hearing experts today and be part of the conversation. Specsavers. Okay hearing is not okay.
I can't stop myself, doctor. I'm just a weak man. But it feels so good. It's so easy and quick. Ever since I discovered Chadwick's online, it's been a game changer. Chadwick's do everything. I started ordering a few tools to fix a few jobs around the house, but that wasn't enough. I ordered more from Chadwick's. The jobs got bigger, the tools got stronger, my kitchen's like a workshop and I'm halfway through and that's a conversion. I need help, doctor. Because it's a two-man job, will you give us a hand? Shop online now at chadwicks.ie. Click, search, done.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.